KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. If Nome wants geothermal power, the city has to decide by next week if and how it's going to pay for that energy. The company funding the geothermal project at Pilgrim Hot Springs needs to know if it has a customer to sell its energy to. If yes, then operations will advance. If no, the company's drill rig will be on the first barge out of Nome. Pilgrim Geothermal LLC is the energy company, and Nome is its only potential customer. John Handeland is Nome Joint Utility Manager. He has negotiated a contract to purchase the geothermal energy. The contract has not been finalized, but the terms are 20 years of power at 25 cents per kilowatt hour. 20 years is the time Pilgrim Geothermal LLC needs to pay off its investments. Nome residents currently pay 21 cents per kilowatt hour for diesel power. This contract would increase energy costs by 4 cents per kilowatt hour, but that cost would remain stable over the next 20 years. Dr. Anthony Scott is with the University of Alaska. He came to Nome Monday to discuss the economics of the agreement. He said future diesel prices are unknown, but diesel prices 20 years ago were significantly lower than they are today. The implication is over the next two decades, diesel prices will increase while geothermal prices will remain constant. The Pilgrim contract contains some caveats. Nome would only pay for power if the geothermal plant generates an average of 2 megawatts of electric energy. Nome would only pay for the power it receives. Howard Trott is the managing director for Pilgrim Geothermal LLC. Yesterday, he told the Nome Joint Utility Board his company is committed to generating 2 megawatts. Otherwise, his company loses any return on investment.
We're highly motivated to make sure we always deliver power to you because we don't get paid without it.
Trott says the company would like to begin selling power to Nome by the end of 2014. There's just one hitch. The company has not located the spot at Pilgrim Hot Springs that can produce 2 megawatts. But Trott says the company has narrowed the area to where they think the hot spot might be, and Trott wants to begin drilling next month to find it. To proceed, the company needs a purchasing commitment from Nome. The Nome Joint Utility Board will make a final decision on the geothermal contract next Thursday, March 27th. The board will then pass the contract on to the Nome Common Council for approval. The IRS has given a sliver of ground in how it has applied tax rules to air taxi flights. Senator Mark Begich is calling it a win for small air carriers, but Joy Journay, executive director of the Alaska Air Carriers Association, says the concession is less than it appears.
It's unclear at this time if it's going to help anyone.
The association has said the rules were unclear on when a small plane operator has to collect federal excise taxes from passengers. Several air taxi businesses say they did not know they were supposed to collect the money until they were audited and hit with tax bills that in some cases exceeded $1 million. The IRS last week wrote a letter to Begich saying it will refund any excise tax air services paid for day tours. They did not say whether the agency will also refund the penalties and interest audited businesses had to pay. But the letter says the tax is only getting lifted retroactively. Next month, it will apparently revert to its previous interpretation of the rules, which Journay called baffling.
The letter issued to Senator Begich from the IRS does not clear up any of the ambiguous language in the regulation or address any of the items that the Air Carriers Association has asked them to address for multiple years.
The IRS had previously said that whether or not the tax applies to a day trip depends in part on the purpose of the trip. If the passengers deplane to see a glacier or watch bears, the air service does not have to collect the tax, but if they land to fish, that might be taxable if the pilots fly to the same places with some degree of regularity. The way the agency has defined regularity has also exasperated air carriers. Journay says as she reads the letter, the refund only applies to carriers that already paid the tax. For years, even attorneys and tax accountants advised air carriers the excise tax did not apply to their small planes. She notes small carriers would still pay a tax to the federal government in the fuel they purchase. An IRS spokesperson said the agency did not want to talk about its decision. On Saturday, the annual Nome Golovin Snow Machine Race will launch from the sea ice behind Front Street in Nome. Kevin Banke is one of the race committee chairmen. He's anticipating competitors from all across Alaska.
There are people coming from Anchorage. People come from Kotzebue, Kiana, Norvik. There's actually a few that come from Gamble, so it all depends on who shows up.
The race is organized by the Bering Sea Lions Group, and sign-up is this Thursday from 7 to 9 o'clock at the National Guard Armory in Nome. The entrance fee this year is $350, which, depending on the number of racers, could mean an overall pot of $20,000 to $30,000 split with the top three racers in all five classes. This year's race was pushed back several weeks from its usual kickoff at the start of March. Banke says organizers wanted to wait for more snow so that the high-octane 190-mile sprint would be less dangerous.
Our biggest reason is we're always worried about the safety of the personnel. So when you're going 110, 120 miles an hour, our biggest reason is for safety reasons. With the lack of snow, that's why we pushed it back.
To be competitive in the higher classes, racers have to sustain speeds above 100 miles for most of the course, and that's part of Nome Golovin's appeal. Racers hold nothing back, and the event is as much about testing the performance of the machines as the humans driving them. Banke adds that sprint races have their own appeal.
It's not like the Iron Dog. It's not 2,000 miles, but it is 200 miles. It is a very tough race. It's to see who can hang on the longest and go the fastest. You basically have 2 hours to go 200 miles.
KNOM will bring you live coverage of the 2014 Nome Golovin Snow Machine Race this Saturday starting at noon. The price of gold in New York is down $16.30 an ounce to $1,340.20. An ounce of silver down 24 cents to $20.68. It's currently 9:30 after 9 o'clock.